Show, and today we have two special guests. One special guest will be speaking, pretty soon. Her name is Yana. Yana, say hi to the world.
Hello.
Hi. Yana, you want to tell the world, what is your profession and what do you do?
I am a registered nurse at CHOP, and I take care of wonderful children.
Okay.
And people, and I enjoy my job very much.
Okay, so what are some of your hobbies?
I like reading, writing, talking.
Okay.
Going to school, working.
Pretty basic, okay.
Yeah, the basic things. Shopping here and there. Nothing major.
That's good.
Our second guest refused to release any information about herself, but she does say that it's okay to state that her name is Letitia. I began to ask the question on how did it feel to be called a racial slur? This is what Letitia had to say.
I mean, I probably so, because they'd be like, they'd be like, oh, you came across the border, but it was just like, okay. I never took it to offense. It's like, it was a joke and everything, but I mean, it happens on an everyday basis. Everybody makes fun of each other.
I've been called a mutt. Mutt is a dog. Pretty much, you just have to be a mixed child, pretty much. It doesn't matter whether you're, majority of the time it's just if you're Caucasian and African American. But I guess people just started using the word as if it was okay to use the word. I mean, I don't mind
because
it sometimes.
The word mulatto.
Right. Comes from mutt, pretty much.
Yeah.
Mulatto?
Mulatto, yes. Means a mixed child.
Yeah, because a mutt is a mixture of two dogs. I can't remember what dog, but it's a mixture of two dogs.
So it's short way from mulatto to mutt.
That's what they used to call people back in the day.
Yana begins to point out that it's not only friends who pull racial cards. It can be family members as well. She had an experience with a grandmother. Here's what she has to say.
I know my grandmother, she used to make fun of me because she was fully Dominican. She was fully Dominican, and, my brothers and sisters, they were mixed as well, but, my little brother, he wasn't able to understand it. My other little brother, he's fully, and my sister, she's fully, so it was just, to me, I felt like I was the only one picked on, and she used to say little things like, she would call me a mutt, she would call me whitey, or certain things like that. I was a light kid, but at the same time, I felt like becoming from my family member, why are you saying anything? I could call her any type of name I want. Like, I could call her, we're not even going to talk about that, but it's okay. I could call her so many things, but I choose not to. There's a lot of typical things that people say about Dominicans. They say that they look black, but to me, I don't feel like, your hair doesn't have to be a certain way, your body don't have to be a certain way, your complexion don't have to be a certain way to be a certain race. To me, it doesn't make sense. Like, my uncle's best friend, he's black, blacker than black, black like the street, black like this table. But everyone thought he spoke English. Everyone thought he was black. No, he was Mexican. And I mean, I saw it because, obviously,
but again,
I know.
That's a Mexican. But again, that's a stereotype because you just said, this don't define none. But how do you know he was Mexican?
I knew because, obviously my uncle told me, but I knew, he told me, and the guy and I used to have conversations. So it was just like, I knew, and he would tell me, the history in his family, his mother being Mexican, his dad being Mexican. So it was just like, where he came from, that's why he is the color that he is. And he said that he used to get made fun of a lot because his hair wasn't a certain way. And, he didn't act a certain way. And it's mainly with girls, though. Mainly with girls. Like, there are some girls out here. It bothers me.
Because,
being 23 years old, it bothers me when some girls say, I got that good hair and this, that, and other. There is no such thing as good hair. That's my opinion. There's no such thing. To me, good hair is...
It's such thing as good hair because, I don't know, this might sound rude, but there's some girls out here has, hair like Brillo pad. And
it's okay. I'm saying, there's no such thing as having, good hair. Like, oh, you have to be this color and this race to have that texture of hair or that length of hair. No, there are some Hispanics or some African-American. No, why did I say African-Americans? Caucasians who have short hair, who were born with short hair. Just because you have long hair and it's maybe a certain texture doesn't mean that you're mixed. It doesn't. It does not at all. My mom's co-worker's daughter has some long-ass hair. It comes right here. She's fully African-American. Fully African-American. If you take care of your hair...
You don't think it's weave?
If you take care of your hair, then it'll be the way you want it to be. Some people just don't take care of their hair. Or they're not born with a certain texture of hair. So it doesn't have anything to do with race. Most of the time.
But most people think, like, oh, if that girl is, like, if she's African-American, they were like, oh, that's not her red hair. That's weird.
Right. Because they make a stereotype.
Because, like, oh, that's not her red hair. It got to be weird. Because there's no such thing she would ever have a hair that comes off her head.
Right. It's a stereotype. Basically, you have to be a certain race to have this length of hair and this texture of hair.
It's the same thing. But it's the same thing even with clothing-wise. Like, it's a stereotype between race and how they dress. Like, for example, like, Hispanic used to always get picked on, like, of the shoes they used to wear. Like, you know how a lot of Hispanics used to always wear Jordans. And then, like, the African-Americans would be like, oh, only Hispanic people wear them. How can you wear Jordans? Or they get messed up. But now it's in 2013. Now they're wearing Jordans. Like, now it's just like, you just did a stereotype, but now you put them on your feet.
I feel like people only base their stereotype because they see it a lot on that person. And majority of the time, people were just like, oh, okay, well, I know this little girl that lives next door to me, she gets mad when her hair doesn't turn out a certain way. And I told her one day, I said, you gotta be happy you got head on your damn head. Because half these motherfuckers out here are bald head. You gotta be happy you got something on your head. But you don't have to be mixed, white, black, Puerto Rican, Dominican. And you don't have to be any of that to have a nice texture of hair and a nice length of hair. It just doesn't. To me, it frustrates me a lot. It bothers me. Like, I don't like hearing people have conversations about that. Oh, yeah, my hair is long because, you know, I'm Indian, I'm white. No, bitch, let me see your damn birth certificate. Seriously. Let me see it.
During the interview, Letitia brings up a story about her friend who used to hang out with a lot of boys and how it pretty much affected her, and how rumors began.
Yeah, like, there was this time when, like, this girl in my school, like, she only hanged out with a bunch of boys, and they used to call her a whore, like, oh, she slept with the whole team, because she's always hanging out with them. But, as I got to know her, it was just a person, she just hanged out with a lot of boys. She don't get along with a lot of girls, because she said hanging out with girls can get you more trouble, because they always gossip and everything. So she always hang out with the basketball team. And, like, people in my grade, she's like, oh, she's a whore, because she always playing with them. Or she doing certain things, or is going hanging out with them. And then, out of nowhere, rumors started to come out, oh, she's sleeping with them. But that was never a fact. And I used to hang out with her, and she would just be like, I hang out with a lot of boys, but that don't make me a whore. It just, like, I choose to hang out with guys, because guys need a drama. It's like, girls always start drama. They see somebody walking on the street, oh, well, I don't like her, or she's a whore, or this type of person. And when she used to hang out with the boys, it was just like, I never took it as a whore. I just thought, oh, she's just uncomfortable in her skin hanging out with boys than she is with girls. And when I'm like, that's crushing, like, I'm like, that's crushing the boundary. You calling her a whore, you don't even know the girl. Like, you don't know her. But then it's like, they kind of, like, contradict themselves, because they started doing the same thing she was doing. They started, like, going, they started hanging out with, like, the boys that she used to hang out with. And then everybody started calling them a whore. It was like, it keeps going. Like,
was she really a whore, though?
No, she wasn't. She was just, she just like hanging out with them. She used to go play basketball with them. She would just always hang out with them. I used to consider her a whore because she hang out with the boys. And the boys, like, they know how to get, like, flirtations and everything. And they always consider her a whore because she hang out with them. But the girl that used to call her that started hanging out with them too. And then it became, oh, they're a whore now because now they hang out with the basketball team.